shame, ignite self-expression, self-love, and surrender into freedom. Hi everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I am actually sitting in my villa recording from Bali. So I'm here in Ubud where I will be spending the next few weeks immersing myself into further education. As well as, well, I've found myself over the last, 3 to 4 days reflecting on, past training that I've been involved in over the last few years, especially what I've been able to implement into my life. And those lives I've had the great honor to hold a sacred space for, supporting men and couples. For those who are not familiar with my background, I also teach yoga. So I've been a yoga teacher for the last 6 years. Predominantly, I was teaching part-time in combination with working full-time in the corporate world. And once I made that decision to leave the corporate world, I went into teaching full-time as well as establishing my coaching business. And this has been such a revelation for me, being a yoga teacher full-time. I think I was a bit naive in thinking that it was going to come quite easy to me, because I soon found out that it was really challenging for me. It was really challenging in many ways. I felt that my inspiration, my creativity juices, my own practice, and just my motivation to being a teacher had changed. And I didn't quite like the way, or I didn't like where I was going as a teacher. And I knew something had to change. So for that to change, I was going to have to embark on a bit of a journey with my yoga teaching. So here I am in Bali. I have decided to discover more depth to understanding distinct therapeutic benefits of yoga, using the traditional Chinese medicine, incorporating the wisdom of our meridian system with traditional Chinese medicine, as well as the Taoist healing arts of China and Japan. This has been a really deep calling for me. So I'm really excited to see how I can not only use this to create more balance and harmony in my life, but also use this as another tool and modality to offer my clients. What I love about being in Bali, or whenever you're away on vacation, is the deep reflection, the self-inquiry, and having that time to be really creative in your passion projects. Well, for me anyway. And I know that one of my key passions is obviously being here on this podcast and being able to interview amazing humans, people that I have in my life, or I've recently connected, or I have reached out to get onto the show. It is a passion for me to get this work out here for you all, so you can also be inspired and motivated by the people that I get on the show. But also, I want to step up too and be able to offer you some of the great teachings or learnings that I have come across throughout my own travels and, the trainings that I've embarked on, and share this with everyone, especially the great tools and practices that have been instrumental in making me a better partner, a better person, whether that's a friend, lover, daughter, or just a being. I just want to be able to share this love of this work that I do connecting people together. So this particular episode is a fellow one from a recent discussion I released, getting your needs met in relationships. This particular chat is about communicating your fears and desires with your partner, communicating in a loving and accepting container. So I'm going to talk to you about this process, and I will release on my website an audio that you can download and listen to you if you feel that this resonates to you and you want to practice with your partner. And I do recommend that you do practice this particular process because it's incredibly potent and just a beautiful way to communicate with your partner without the stories, without the fear, without the bullshit, really. It's just been truly raw and real with each other. So first of all, a big question is, why do we find it so challenging to communicate with our partner the things that we actually truly desire and fear from them or from the relationship? For me, it comes back to vulnerability, being judged, or fear of what I have to say is perhaps not valid, or that I worry about triggering my partner with my confessions or with what I have to say. There's so many stories that and beliefs around communicating my fears and desires which have stopped me from being in my truth. And in the past, and I think even most recently, I found myself losing this power, my power, by holding back from using my voice, and it stopped me from being truly authentic. And this has been a theme in my life, being that people pleaser I was, particularly when it came to men. However, I have worked on this pattern and learned to step up and find compassion with the side of me that I wasn't able to express when I was in relationships. I found myself dimming my light, and you may have heard of that expression, dimming your light, because you're so worried about not being loved, and that was me. And of course, I was able to justify it, and I found other resources or ways to feel like I was in my feminine power, but I wasn't. I wasn't owning it by communicating what I needed. So recently I took my partner through this process, and the timing, as always, is perfect. We have a really open and honest communication style with one another, but there was some unspoken things that needed to be communicated. So it was the perfect opportunity to sit down on a rainy and cold Sunday afternoon. And also, he was suffering from a surfing accident from the previous day, so he was very much in a vulnerable energy space. I just want to emphasize that it's incredibly important that you are able to hold space for not just your partner in a compassionate way, but for yourself also, because this particular process can bring up things unconsciously that perhaps you weren't even realizing you're holding on to or feeling. So I just want to stress, give yourself permission to surrender and let go. Really surrender into this process and listen to each other. Don't interrupt. You want to hold space, listening with total openness and love. Okay, so let's get started. You want to make sure that you are in a space where you're not going to get interrupted by social media, the phone going off, or children, if you have children. You want to be totally present to each other through this whole process. You want to be sitting opposite one another, face to face, and it's up to you whether you want to hold each other's hands or just rest your hands on your lap, just as long as you're facing each other and you are both comfortable. You want to have a timer. You want to give yourself 5 minutes for each of the questions for your partner to answer before you move on to the next one. You want to decide who is partner one and who is partner two, or partner A and partner B. So partner one will ask partner two, What is it that you desire? If you're not too sure what I mean by this, some examples are, I desire to explore passionate wild sex with you, or I desire to love you with an open heart, or I desire to feel intimate with you without you shutting down, or perhaps it can be something simple as, I desire to be fully accepted when I have so much shit going on in my life right now. If partner two starts to close down or has a bit of difficulties talking about this, keep encouraging your partner to open up. And you don't want to be forceful or pushing your partner. Just encouraging and just ask it, repeat the question again. What is it you desire right now? Once your 5 minutes is complete, just take a few moments just to let that digest what your partner has shared with you. And of course, it's not about talking back or having something to say. You just let your partner speak and let that sit for a while. And then you move on to the next question. What do you fear? So again, some examples could be, I fear that I won't be enough for you. I fear my career is taking a back seat while I focus on me. Or I fear of losing myself in this relationship. Again, once 5 minutes is up, just let your partner finish, or I suppose just let yourself both sit with everything your partner has shared. And then you move on to the final part of the process, which is that your partner gets to communicate all that he or she loves about you or the relationship. So it's a beautiful way to finish off. And again, 5 minutes. Once that is complete, then you swap. So then your partner will ask you that question, going back to what is it that you desire? And you go through the whole process again. And after that whole process is completed, you can give each other a hug, you can kiss, you can get intimate, you can do whatever you want. But I do suggest not talking about it for a while. Just let it sink in, digest, and just be with all that has been shared and all that you have described to your partner as well. Because it will bring up a lot. But from my experience and from working with other couples, it brings each other a lot closer. You do feel this sense of probably just that inner peace and that freedom of being able to express in this manner. And that's it. How easy is that? So I hope you found that somewhat of use to you and your being able to practice a sort of communication style with your partner. Like I said earlier, I will add this on my website. Audio will take you through the whole process step by step with the timer. And I do suggest using this when you can, when you ever find yourself in a place of one of you is shutting down, or you're both going through some stuff, or you just need to communicate that maybe you don't feel close to each other. And this will definitely bring you a lot closer. I'm going to continue the theme with communication tools and process that you are able to practice and be in curiosity with your partner. So the next one that I will release on the show will be more of an embodiment practice. So using some of the tantra philosophy and work that I have done in my own work and how I've been trained using breath, movement and energy to connect with your partner on a deeper level. So I'm really excited about sharing this with you. So stay tuned. And as always, feel free to head over to iTunes, leave me a review and a rating. Really appreciate it. And always much gratitude when people do this. So that's a wrap. Just a quick episode to share that tool with you. Much love and big kisses from Bali. Bye.